Hello.
Hi. This is episode 4.
Episode 4 of the Britcast.
That's a month.
Podcast. That's a month of podcasting. We've done a thing.
For an extended period.
We set out for a project and we've done a thing.
I thought we'd quit after 2.
Well, we didn't. We haven't quit after 4, so we might as well just carry on now.
Yeah. We've run out of things to talk about after 3.
Yeah, that's the thing.
The problem.
That's the thing. Well, I mean, we can fish things out of the void. We have ways. We have means. What have you been doing today?
All day.
What have you been doing in your pants?
Well, I don't stream on a Wednesday when we record this. So I do stream related stuff or YouTube stuff. Today I've been doing all sorts of mixed play and animating, and there's been a large amount of me being in my pants.
Good. Yep. Best way to animate. In the pants.
In a large part. What have you been doing today?
Today I do stream. I stream twice a day at the moment, as we know. I do a morning stream of Destiny 2, and then I'm doing the evening stream of whatever game takes my fancy. And it didn't leave me a huge amount of time, but I have managed to storyboard out what I want to be a new animated intro idea.
I think that's a good thing for us to talk about, is that the things that you bring that are you, that you feel that no one else is bringing. And I already know where this is going, and it's going to be the things that we bring are both similar.
Yeah.
What do you
mean to the stream, or what we bring to the world?
Not bring to the stream. What the things that you do for the stream, things that you that sort of differentiate you, that separate you from what other people are doing or can do.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah. We can talk about that. But you're right. Both of our answers are going to be kind of the same, because we both have a similar idea to what the content should be. And we both like animating little cartoons.
I love my little cartoon.
I mean, you know, you have some terrifying ones. Your Wrecking Ball host one is a prime example. What is that one? It's not a host.
It's a subalert.
It's a subalert. It's the most terrifying thing you'll ever see.
Terrifying. Oh, because it's got the naked me on it.
It's got naked you on it.
Oh,
yeah.
I've not used that one for a while. Yeah, I need to bring naked me back.
I don't think so.
No, the people demand more naked me. You're absolutely. After this, after we finish recording, I'll go get it.
Internet, I apologize.
I might re-render it in a higher definition.
What do you think that's going to help?
Don't know. I just hope.
Don't we all. Right. Well, the things you bring. Okay, so before we go there, Mixplay. Mixplay is, for those who don't know, who might be listening from outside Mixer, Mixplay is a collection of buttons that you can put on your stream that can trigger a variety of effects through your bot on an overlay to the stream, so you can show off fancy animations or alerts or giant on-screen effects, or you can use it to spend sparks to trigger sound effects, chat effects, all these things. We can do it all through Mixplay, and it just sits under the screen. It's built into Mixer and integrated, but predominantly run through third-party programs like Firebot, Mixitup. I don't know. Discordbot has some integrated
Mixplay, doesn't it? I use Firebot. I use Mixitup
exclusively. Yeah. But
I don't use it much.
Just two ways to skin a rabbit, right? It's the same thing.
It's just UI at the end of the day.
Yeah. So that's what Mixplay is. That will become relevant as we go along, because Mixplay is how we do what we do. It's really a good way to define your stream and make it somewhat unique.
Beyond the you. Yeah, I mean, you're the unique thing. There's very few other people that are Finn.
That's fair.
Few other people.
Few. There's one or two in the world that I'm aware of. Two of them I've made.
Because they're all you, though. Yeah,
they're just me.
You in various wigs.
Yep, it's a thing. I'm not sorry.
The many wigs of Finn.
The many wigs.
So, yeah, beyond you and beyond sort of static overlay stuff, camera frames and such like, it is the biggest way that I can see to differentiate yourself visually. I'm a very visual person. I like to set myself.
Wait, did your animation love come before the stream or with the stream?
Before I streamed, I started animating.
Okay.
So I animated based off of a friend of mine showed me a video, showed me the program that he made it on, and I arrogantly thought I could do better, and I could. So I did better.
Fair.
And I taught myself the program, and where he was doing it on the side, I've got a love for animation, and I did film in college, and I am much more inclined to run that way.
Yeah, I see that.
So yeah, I had that before I started, though. Throughout streaming, I've got so much better at the extra bits, the stuff with Pokebot, which is my little stream mascot, is so much more refined now than the stuff that I was doing 4 years ago.
Stream Crucible, the crucible of the stream is a good way to make you fast learn anything, well, right?
Yeah, it's not that I'm animating more now than I was then, because I'm probably not. I was probably spending more hours per day doing it before I started streaming. But there's one thing you seeing something and saying, yeah, that's good or bad. And there's another thing you having to put this in front of people, and you'll sharpen up fairly quickly.
Yeah, especially with the anonymity of the blueberry, you know, on the stream platform, they'll not filter.
They don't mind saying Yeah, they don't mind telling you you're bad if they're bad. They don't mind telling you you're bad if you're good.
If you're good, yeah.
So it's definitely something.
Yeah, we all live that life. The joys
it's very difficult to hold it together on stream when you spend hours and hours doing something that you're proud of and you've put yourself into, and then someone pushes a button and goes, "Oh, is that it? That's a waste."
Yeah, my little sub alert felt exactly like that. My little sub alert is a three scene cartoon, if you like, a little play out of cartoon where Barry, my little stream mascot, basically you see Big Ben chime and then he runs out of the house along a road by some mountains and then to a tea party where all the mods gather and we all have a nice tea party, right? It took me
very cute
no less than a week and a half to work out how to do it properly, because you know about this, right? You'll do a thing and you're like, I don't like that bit. So then you're on a full re-render, then that leads to a completely different argument because of keyframing and all the fun stuff that comes with animation. So then you're another 2 hours in the tank, especially if you're in any way perfectionist, right?
Well, I don't like putting out a bad product.
Neither do I. It doesn't have to be perfect necessarily, but it has to be good enough that I'm okay with it.
When there's some perfection to imperfection, which is a stupid thing to say.
No, but it's true.
There is something about it looking a little rough. Like I put up a YouTube video of a snippet from a conversation I had with a friend, and I wanted that to look like it was drawn on paint. And it's not, it's done in the same program I use to do the smoother stuff that I do.
Yeah.
I specifically went out of my way to make it look like I'd drawn it on paint and then I'd animated it somehow on Microsoft Paint. So there's a lot to be said for
rough
imperfection.
The well, South personality. Park, right? You look at something like South Park, that's pretty much that.
South Park is the best example that I can think of, because they have some very sophisticated software to make it look
like they don't
made
have
out of paper, and they were stop capturing it, and they at no point have they ever stopped capturing it, to my knowledge. I think they had these computer systems from the start, so
yeah, they made it. That's a good example of it. I like that sort of stuff, though. Anything integrated into the stream that's unique.
Exactly what I was gonna say. I'm a big fan of if you've got a skill that isn't stream related that you can integrate into your stream, then you absolutely should. There's every single person who is a gamer streamer. So there's obviously lots of different types of streaming, but if you're a gaming streamer, everyone's playing video games. Everyone can have a camera. Everyone can have the fundamentals, but then there's certain things that you can bring to it that others can't. And if you've got this skill that is completely separate, then why wouldn't you use that? If you're a great graphic designer, or if you can animate, or if you're a chef, why are you not doing like cooking streams? And I've got a friend who's a chef. I'm always saying to her is you should, on a Monday, you should just get a recipe, tell people what they need to buy, tell them on Friday you're going to be doing a cooking stream, and just get them to cook along with you. And people, I would cook along with her. Just do that. Just give it. And she hasn't yet, but hopefully at one day she will. And it's just, you should be able to use these outside skills.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, I've been a bouncer 12 years. My outside skills come with blueberry management, but that's about the...
I was going to say, it's going to be some of them. Very awkward if you start kicking people out of streams.
I'm going to try not doing that. Definitely.
Slowly grabbing people by the ear and just...
Yeah, just you need to come out with me.
Just put your arm around a mod, say, look, you've had enough chat tonight. You're not on the list. You're going to have to go. Yeah. Look, you're starting to embarrass yourself. I'm doing you a favor. Let me call you a cab.
Yep, I'll call you a cab. You're a cab. Get out. Nailed it. I agree with people that should... Let me start this up. Now, there's a lot of... what we do is still a not quite accepted thing in the mainstream. So people that have these classical jobs like cooking, or people that, you know, make things, you know, they do crafts, they do carvings, they do pottery, they do anything like that. Mm-hmm. They don't realize that they could live stream this stuff and, you know, if nothing else, form a second, you know, revenue stream, you know.
Ross is the best example of this.
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant example. He took what he was doing anyway, and then he monetized it, you know, and made it into a way where you can avoid the starving artist mentality, you know.
They rerun all of his shows on Twitch, and the kids loved it.
Yeah, exactly.
They watched him for hours and hours. They had him running 24 hours a day, and he was one of the most popular streams. And people would start painting along with him.
That stuff works really well. And I think, but a lot of people are shy of it. They know that you're going to be judged, and you are judged incredibly on the internet at times. For the most part,
arts as well, it's difficult.
Because it's a very subjective pastime, you know.
It's usually very personal to you.
Of course, it is. Yeah, the creation process in particular. But if you're just doing not a copy paste, but you know what I mean, if you're doing some stock art, so to speak, to sell, or you're doing something that you'd be doing anyway, like trying a recipe, you know, trying to create a thing, showing people your creative process can be amazing. You know, it took me a long while to do an animation stream.
Like I've animated for years, and I know because I self-taught, that I do everything ham-fisted. I do it all backwards, and I don't draw with a trackpad, with a pen or graphic design pad. I did my very first cartoon that I did of any length on a laptop with a trackpad. And so I do everything completely wrong.
Yeah, I'd probably say
where it goes to, it gets to where it needs to go. It doesn't matter the journey. So I was always asked to do these animation streams, and I always held back. But about a year ago, I started dropping them into streams, and it's been nothing but positive. No one's ever come in and said, you're doing that wrong, or people, why are you doing it that way?
Yeah, people love to see your creative process. They do. They really love to see it. I think it comes down to us not wanting to show it as opposed to anything else. I mean, I don't like showing my creative process at all, because exactly like you, I ham-fist the hell out of it, you know? But the majority of my creative stuff is done within my bot. The animations are there and I use them, but the majority of the stuff I do is in the bot. So like the metric sticker I built this week that rotates through my my highest sparks, highest embers, that sort of stuff, it rotates through that. Mm-hmm. That's all done within the bot. And I mean, I suppose it'd have to be a bad language stream if it was anything, if I was gonna wear that, but I'm not into the creative outlet, and yeah,
I witnessed some of that,
but I find them beautiful, you know what I mean, to watch a creative stream, to watch someone work, you know, you watch someone like Bob Duck and Weave do his artwork stuff, and he's so efficient and quick and streamlined, you know. I like absolutely. Watching stuff like that.
But Straub's another good one. Straub, I watched it. She inspires me to do, like, whenever I watch her, I will always stop and go and do my own thing and go and do some animating after she's finished her stream, because it'll always push me to do that. She's part of the reason why Pokebot looks the way he does, because some of her style rubbed off on me on that side.
Yeah, that's, well, we take influence from everywhere, right?
You're doing it wrong if you're not willing to be influenced by people who are more knowledgeable or more skilled than you.
Yeah, you've got to learn. You've got to learn from it. You've got to always be learning, especially in this game. If you're not progressive and you're not inspired, you don't go anywhere. You know, it just makes it too difficult. And, you know, wherever that ends up coming from, I think, I mean, we both use characters. We both have characters as our mascots.
I love a mascot.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. Mascot. I mean, I have Keith as well, but Keith's just done talk. He just sits there all miserable. Bloody
Keith looks very difficult to animate.
He's very difficult to talk to, Keith, in general. So
he's very quiet.
Yeah, we don't get anything out of him. So we'll stick with Barry. Barry, we do all right.
Yeah, Barry might be your way forward for that one. Although, he's pretty cute.
Yeah. I think,
Keith's a dog, for those who don't know.
Yeah, teddy bear. He's a teddy bear dog.
Yeah, he's not a real dog. He's not a real dog.
He lives on the edge of my table. And he's there because my daughter told me that he looked like me. So I put him on the table. And he's been there ever since, really. And he's gone down quite well. But again,
your daughter's mean.
Yeah, she is. She means well. It's all again, part of what makes you unique, right? Everything down to the framing of your webcam. It can be similar to someone else's, but it's got to be different. You know, you got to have a different touch. You don't always have to have the Funko Pop shop or the empty box shop, you know, all these things on the background. Because you've recently upgraded your entire backspace.
Yeah, we were very lucky with the community support recently that I've managed to upgrade a large part of my stream. And part of that was removing the green screen, which is something that I've always wanted to do, but never really had the space or the stuff to show. I think that they look better if you can show your personality a little, and I've never really had the ability to do that. So yeah, I've got some posters that I love, and my sister runs a company that does decals and stuff like that, so I've got my logo on the wall.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's a good touch.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm happy with the way it's going. I've got a small but growing Funko Pop shop. Growing under. I don't want all of them, but I now want them just because I know how much it upsets you.
Tune back in a year, guys. He's going to have the full Funko Pop shop in the background. It's going to be a wall of Funko Pops.
Exactly what I was thinking. If I can get enough to stack floor to ceiling across the, what is it? Maybe you can see 15 foot. Maybe wide of my cam at the moment.
Yeah.
If I do 15 by 8, that's a lot of Funko Pop.
That's a lot of Funko Pop, man.
We're going to have to start GoFundMe.
You're going
to
start a crowd, sir?
GoFundMe.
Go Funko me. Funko goes pop.
I think it's working well. I'm really happy with the way it's coming out. Good lighting going on.
Lighting is so important. So important.
When I turn the camera on in the morning for the stream and there's natural light and there's just none of the sort of colored lights, it is the most boring thing you've ever seen. You turn them on, it comes alive.
I can imagine. I stream in front of a curtain.
Well, I mean, it's a very
vibrant curtain.
It's a very curtainy curtain.
It is. It's marvelous. But the color wash on it looks good. So.
Well, and when you put the floodlights on, I'm sure it takes on its life. Without them, I'm sure it's the just bleakest black curtain in the north.
The dark grey, you bugger. But yeah, they are.
Oh, is it dark grey? Sorry. I didn't know you had those colours in the north.
We had to import them from the south. Specialist Silks, they told me. The man told me it was Specialist Silks.
Specialist Silks. All the rage in London.
That's what he said. All the rage down south, son. I'll have to have a pair, I said. Tends to work that way. But I think, I mean, you've got to do what you can with what you've got, right? I mean, learning animation is not a fast skill.
It took me a good 2 years to get good at it. Yeah. Like, proficient at it. Not even good, but like, I could do it.
Well, I have spent slightly less time. I'm about a year in with mine. It shows, but I don't animate to the same level you do. It doesn't show. Well, I always took inspiration from Monty Python and the stop animation. No, absolutely not.
This is awkward.
Absolutely not. You sit there and be awkward and I'm going to sit here and just roll with it. No, I always like the stop animation of old school Monty Python Flying Circus, mm-hmm. and how that went. And a lot of what I do, I like to work around that idea, you know, so a mostly static scene with one animated element sort of thing. The hardest part has been integrating that into the stream as something usable, because you use a lot of full screen effects, which I did in the past, if you remember. I had a lot of full screen effects, but I found
full screen effects?
Like things that happen over the whole screen. So we're not talking a little alert block. You know, we're talking like I had a narwhal with Barry on its back sailing across the entire stream, you know. Your host like alert them. Is a good idea, a good example of that, because it comes around the whole screen.
Well, I wanted that to look like you were bringing an audience that were looking in.
Yeah.
Probably should have done the back of their heads, but...
I kind of like it.
I've been using it for 3 years and I've only just thought of that.
Well, there you go. Write that down. You're welcome.
that's in the notepad.
That's me inspiring
turn
you.
Turn Pokebot around.
Yeah, turn Pokebot backwards. Always have a notepad and a pen. Tips for life.
Back of head. I have a notepad.
Well, I mean, like... Right here. Are we both?
Yeah, it's flap our pads.
Flappy pads. Excellent. This is what we've become. Right, we'll do this with a plan next week. Don't worry.
No. I like the way it's planless.
It's a bit more natural, isn't it? It's a bit more natural. So how do you scale? How do you think we're going to scale what we do?
I think with what I've got host-wise probably doesn't scale. As in, like, say, the full... I don't like obnoxiousness when it comes to overlays. And I know you feel the same way about it.
I'm very minimalist,
So some of my animations, some of my things that pop up have audio. Some of them don't. Some of them have very, very minimum audio that maybe no one hears, but it allows me to be like, oh, someone's pushed a button.
Yeah.
So I do mix it up a bit. And I think that the more, obviously, as you scale up, the more people that are in your channel... the more likely that those obnoxious ones are going to get pushed. It'll be constant. And then you just start a longer cooldown. So I've got a new animation coming out tomorrow, which is, I mean, fairly obnoxious with a banana dancing.
That sounds obnoxious.
It's quite obnoxious. The sound effect that goes with it is far more obnoxious than the banana dancing sounds like it should be, but I like it. Because I know it's obnoxious, it's you can only push it once an hour.
Yeah.
Irrespective of how many people like it or how many people want to push it, it's once an hour. I stream on average 6 to 12 hours a day. I don't want to hear it 6 times, ideally.
Yeah, I get you.
It's gonna get annoying. For me, it's gonna get annoying really quickly. And I've had songs and stuff that have got really old really quick. And the second you start hating something, your face is gonna start
turning up,
changing every time you hear it. That's why I've had to remove stuff. Yeah,
definitely so a thing.
From a scaling point of view, I like that. You get that a lot. I've noticed with follower alerts.
Mm-hmm.
And my follower alert is the Step Brothers little soundbite saying we're best friends.
Yeah.
That's really, really good if you hear it every 10 minutes, every 20 minutes.
Yeah, everything sounds good the first 100 times.
Yeah, and I've had that since, that was the first alert I've ever had. I had that when I first started streaming 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And it was all good, but sometimes I'll get featured and I'll get I gained one day, I think it was January this year, I gained something like 1700 followers. It was something ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that's too many times to hear that.
Yeah, for sure.
Sometimes 20 times is too many to hear that. So I'm not stupid. I turned it off. I disabled the bot. But these things, the scaling on these things needs to be something you consider.
Yeah, but that was the main problem I had, is that I had a lot of my ideas are unscalable. They're fine for a little bit. They're fine for
a good
minute.
Up to about 50 people.
Yeah, that's fair. But I was ending up with things like I'd be doing a talking segment, or I would be trying to convey a message or talk or something like that, and someone would hit the button in a trolley fashion just to sort of stop proceedings dead for a minute, you know.
Yeah, that's
It was too much. And in the end, I took them off. So now the animation stuff I do is in response to events. So posts and subs.
Again, like you, I don't like to hide stuff behind a paywall. So I don't like having a sub. Because in theory, if someone subscribes to your channel, they do not want your channel to die, so they will not make the channel worse by spamming these things. But by extension, I've had that with, I feel that way about friends, and I've had times where I've done the mixed playboard and I've completely reworked it and redone it from the beginning, but forgot to put cooldowns on it and had close friends come in and just hit the button 15 times and go, well, should have fixed it, shouldn't you? And they're like, well, you've just ruined my stream. Like, you've just taken my work and you've tried to close it down. That's not acceptable. And I know it's my fault. I should have had the cooldown there. But you can't, if I can't trust my close friends not to try to do it, then realistically,
but again, that, yeah, be a problem. That means it doesn't scale at all, and it is going to be a huge problem, right? So you got to rethink. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of my stuff, it's not about the mixed play thing with Mixer is a strange beastie anyway, because it obviously,
in what way?
I don't like the way that it shoves the, it resizes the stream, the video stream.
Yeah, there's some that I've seen that are a lot less intrusive on that side of it. There's like a small logo. It'll then wipe over the top. So it'll cut over the stream rather than shrinking the stream down.
Then you can maximize the minimum. But they require a different kind of coding, right? That's going to be something to learn.
I'm really good at animating, I like to think. And you're really good at animating. But neither of us are coders.
No, I'm not a coder by any stretch. I can make things do what I want and make them look appealing.
You do what I do. You take what's there and you brute force your way into Exactly. It's the same way I've run games. It's just I've created my own RNG in the most backwards way, but it completely works. But a coder could go, oh well, there you go, I've done it in 3 steps. Well, I've done it in 50.
Yeah, well, that's it, right? It's not efficient, but it works.
No,
but I kind of think there's a charm about that, man. I think there's a charm about that kind of stuff. Like you said, a little bit roughhouse, just a little bit dog rough, you know, and you're like, well, this just works. I don't know why it works. I can't explain it to you, but it works, you know. Because I run my,
I don't know why it works.
My follow alerts are nothing but text now, and they have no sound.
Your follower, nothing but text.
It just says under my webcam frame. It just comes up, and it sort of bounces the name in, and then bounces a thanks for the follow underneath. And that's all it does for the follower alert now.
But that's probably a good for scaling, because if you look at the top end of streaming,
well, they don't even have the follower alerts on, do they? Anymore.
Yeah, but that's always not sat well with me. To not necessarily follow alerts, but I know when people tip the money, or when people we have the Ember system.
Alerts. Yeah, they have.
We have the Ember system. Twitch has got the bit system. There's so many of the bigger streamer that there's no acknowledgement. I don't know how I would react to the scaling. So that's a scale issue. They've obviously got to a size where that's happening so often that they have to ignore it.
So bits and embers are currencies you can purchase from the platforms with real money, which you can then spend on the streamer, which they obviously get money. It's a system of avoiding PayPal chargebacks, which
I really like that you've become Mr. Problem. Exposition and the explainer. Well, I just say a thing and then you explain what it is.
I think it fits.
Yes, it's good. I'm enjoying it.
And I think that, I mean, you take someone like my influence streamer of the world, Tim the Tatman, right? Big streamer on Twitch. Famous for making more money in the first 30 minutes of his stream than he does in the entirety of his stream, because he does top link dono thing and people will donate him hundreds of dollars at a time to get him to look at links and various other bits and bobs.
Oh, I have that on my stream from tomorrow.
Well, if it works for you, GG, bro. It works well for him. It has been his brand forever. I do a similar thing with the web show to start with, but I do mine as a connection method. I'll circle back to that. But he is at a legitimate point when you're looking at 30,000 viewers at a time that you couldn't do followers. You couldn't do bit donations of less than a certain amount. He does thank every donation, and he does thank every tier 2, tier 3 sub, I think. Something around that line anyway. But, you know, his stream will fluctuate in a fortnight period of 10,000 or more subscribers. You know,
yeah, that's too many.
It's too many to scale up at all, isn't it?
It's not too many. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve them. I'm saying it's too many to be able to thank every single one.
You just couldn't do it. You have to blanket thank. Yeah. You know, you have to blanket thank. And I am conscious of that, because what I wouldn't like to do is take something that is unique and something that I've done to build a stream through that uniqueness, which I then have to remove because I can't scale it. So
you say that, but then think about what your stream looked like 6 months ago, and you've gone, don't get me wrong, you've grown. Your stream is bigger now than it was 6 months ago, I hope, same as mine. But you stopped using some of the things that you used 6 months ago because they're just old now. So you're like me, you're a tweaker. You continue to upgrade and change and add and
Do you think that's a problem in itself?
What, tweaking too much?
Well, changing the identity. You can't ever change the identity, right?
No, you shouldn't change your identity, but I think you evolve certain things. Like, for example, the banana thing that I've got going on. People are gonna really like it. I know my community. I know they're gonna love it. And I know that they're gonna push that button as many times as they're able to for a week. And then after a week, it's gonna halve, and in a month, it's gonna get pushed once a day.
Yeah, that's fair.
After they're bored with it, I want to get rid of it. They're bored with it. Exactly. Bring something else in that is going to excite them the same way as hopefully this will excite them tomorrow. And that's not changing my branding. That's not changing my identity. That's just giving them something new.
Giving them a shiny toy to play with. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone likes toys. Everyone wants something that's interesting, and new is always better.
Well, different is better than better. I don't see a problem. That's a phrase I love. Different is better than better. That's a good phrase.
Yes.
And I think that obviously is the root of what we're talking about here.
I don't know anyone else that's doing exactly what I'm doing. I can name, except for you, I can name one other person that I know that has a similar flavor of mascot, and even they are using it very differently to me.
Yeah, well, mascots are mascots, right? You can, you know.
But that's because that's my thing. That's my unique thing that I know that is different to everyone else. Everyone's got their own unique little thing, but I know mine.
It's good this stuff's really good as a hook. It's really good as a hook. Look, we've got some interesting stuff going on here. I'm working to improve. Here's my hard work. Let's crack on. Rather than the traditional method of, I mean, the traditional method of a hook is to try and go viral with a clip, right? So you take a gameplay clip and you try and go viral off it. And then you throw a load of money at your stream so that everything is nice and upgraded and beautiful on the top. But fundamentally, at the top end of that, everything becomes a cookie cutter. You know, everything.
You want to be, that's that guy with the curtain behind him. Or that's that guy he's the guy with a silly robot that comes out and does a dance. I want people to remember me, and if that's the one thing that reminds them that I'm me over the other random guy that they watched 20 minutes after me, and that's what brings them back, then that's good enough for me.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
It's not what my stream is. It doesn't take up a huge amount of space on my stream. It isn't in any way a focal point. If that one little thing is good, then
it's good.
Job done.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's definitely fair. I worry a lot, man, about the scaling. There's two things I worry about with
you. Are a worrier.
I am a worrier, but worrying means I preempt problems and fix them. You know, I try and find solutions to things early, which sometimes I don't really need to, but for the most part it hasn't done me far wrong for now. But I would very much dislike being say we experienced exponential growth for whatever reason. Yeah, say everything explodes. Suddenly we're looking at viewers in the tens of thousands. This is hypothetical, but let's roll with it, right? So you're looking at viewers in the tens of thousands.
It is known to happen occasionally.
It is. How do you still connect to the core people that were there from day one?
I don't care about them anymore. I'm rich. Next question.
Right.
I think
you understand that, the question, without slagging off the whole internet.
Oh yeah, sorry. Sorry, internet. Sorry.
They'll forgive you.
Yeah.
Make a sorry robot.
It is a concern for me, and always has been. Not necessarily that you'll grow to 10,000 and it'll be it won't scale and you'll lose touch. But if you have a look between the difference of someone who streams to 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
Against someone who streams to 500, and it's when you're 10, you're streaming with these people, and when you're at 500, there's so many voices and chat is moving. Even if you've got 30 people talking in chat, that's still faster than you're able to keep up with. 30 people's too many people actively chatting.
If they're chatting, yeah.
Yeah, so of 500, to have 30 people chatting that's a relatively normal like expectation of that.
I would say so.
And so you're not going to be able to catch up. So my concern is that you're then not streaming with them anymore. You are just
streaming for them.
We are streamers with people at the moment. We're community driven, we're interactive driven, or interaction driven. And they're a show. They're no longer streaming the way we stream. They're a show that you turn on and you watch like TV.
Yeah, I get that. But doesn't that make you a little bit sad as well, that you might, you know, I've got people that came with me from Twitch when I moved over. How do you still give back to those people? You know,
it makes me happy, or not happy. Happy is the wrong word, because we all want growth. But it makes me not sad that I'm not at that level yet. I'm content with growing to that level, because I can enjoy what I've got here really well. Yeah. And it gives you the time to plan for that sort of thing. And I would imagine that the way you would do that is by keeping your socials active. So Discord, having a good Discord channel where you actually interact with people on Discord. If I go into your Discord channel now, I guarantee at some point today you've gone and said, "Hey, hi guys, how you doing?"
Yeah, of course.
I've done the same, because I care.
Because that's what we do, yeah.
And Twitter, you're reacting with people, and it's your streaming time isn't necessarily just theirs. They have to share you with this group now. But your individual Discord, your DMs, your all of those side of it, those are the things that will allow you to stay connected to the people who you should be connected to. Yeah, new and old.
I hope so. Because I do, you know, that's the thing. I want growth. I want to succeed. I want to be big. These are things I'm actively striving for.
But you're not looking to outgrow your people who got you there.
I never want to outgrow the people who got me there. No, there are people, you know, these, like I said, that, you know, my mod, Octo, he came with me from Twitch. Yeah. And he subbed
that's
to me
special.
Before my button had even dropped. Yeah, before I knew it had dropped. He was literally refreshing the page, looking for that sub button. You know, and that's something that, those little first milestones as you travel along this road, you know, the silly things, like we've upgraded to a high-res camera. You know, we've got some new hardware. You know, all those little milestones that you all share together. You know, when you haven't got your image settings right, or you haven't got your camera right, and you're like, meh, can we just ride it out? And the ones that'll stay with you and still enjoy it, you know, I don't want to lose touch with those people. And that is a concern of scaling as well, isn't it?
But those people are already your friends.
They are my friends.
So you're not going to lose touch with them because you're friends. And you, even now, you've got a DM conversation, I'm assuming, with Octo.
Yeah, I've got two or three on the go. Yeah. It's how
exactly.
It works.
So irrespective of, if you stop streaming today, if you quit streaming for whatever reason, you've still got outside connections to these people that are not all linked through there. So I don't think you'll have a problem.
Yeah, that's, I do. I do. I think you're right in what you say. It becomes a different animal, doesn't it? At the top end. When you reach up there, it becomes a completely different animal.
And that's not even talking about the ninja of the wedge where
they've
got.
That's a terrifying level.
That's not 30 people talking. That's a blur.
You're not even reading he's, that. Why would you even
can't
have
read
that
any of
open?
You wouldn't, would you? I just wouldn't even bother opening chat.
No, you'd probably have Discord on the other screen and open your mods channel, and then just if they need to talk to you, they can talk to you there, because you can't control the rest of that. Good God.
There is no control of that. You know. And that's when you look at the big events. So E3 obviously happened fairly recently. I did streams where, and you did streams where we restreamed essentially the big conferences,
yeah,
and our community.
Yeah,
and I didn't even look at it as reaction. I looked at it as, I want to watch this with my friends. I want to see what my friends want to say. And that's what a reaction is. I realize this, but I want to see what they want to say. They want to see what I want to say. And we can have a conversation about it. But while we had that, I obviously had to have main screens running on another monitor, and just their chat would just scroll through with people just saying nonsense. And it's just like, you've lost any conversation because someone wanted to type hype 50 times.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. That is definitely a thing.
Once you get to a certain size, you've sacrificed your chat.
Do you reckon that you lose, you know, your unique appeal at that point to a degree as well?
Not sure I wouldn't lose my passion at that stage.
Well, something's going to change, isn't it? Because surely you reach a point where you exponentially snowball. You know, you're the top of any directory that you play in, and we all know that's a power play and a big advantage, yeah? I think everyone would agree with that. If you're top directory, you're going to be doing well. If you're top directory of just about any game you play, you're just going to snowball in growth.
You are, but then your abilities scale with this. If you think of where you are now, so you as a general rule, you're somewhere sitting between sort of 50 and 100 viewers, would you say?
Somewhere there, yeah.
And that's not far different from where I sit on a whole. And the numbers that you are now and where you were a year ago or 8 months ago, you would have been, if I've got 80 people in chat, how would I
hope? Yeah,
I can't manage 80 people in chat. It's too many people. What am I going to do? Chat's going to be moving too fast. And now you're thinking about 200 people in chat. So
maybe you,
your
scale
abilities
with it, yeah.
Change. Your style will change, but it'll still be you, because you're still the same you as you were a year ago.
Yeah.
Evolution aside. So I think, I do think that will probably be okay. Mostly.
Yeah, it definitely maybe. Needs to be. We'll find out. I'll race you. We'll find out.
Oh, don't race me.
Well, I already lost the bet.
Yeah, you did. You lost that bet hard.
Yeah, but I only lost the bet because I streamed before you did.
Did you lose it? If we're honest, and I think this is a place where we should always be 100% honest with you. You can tell I'm about to lie to you.
Yes, you are completely 100%
honest with you. How many streams do you think it took you to swear? Because I caught you on like the fourth stream and I was like, yeah, he's sworn 19 times already.
Yeah, no, I was swearing within the first half an hour of the first show on the Sunday.
Okay. I feel like that's good, because now I can be honest that I didn't stream on the Sunday, but on the Monday, I swore. Like, immediately, and I was like, crap. Oh,
like
no.
Like I said, I checked your VOD. The only reason I lied.
I hope you did. Oh my God, that would make me so happy. I'll have a VOD watch.
Yep.
No. So I didn't swear a lot, but there was one swear in the first stream that I caught. I don't know if that was the first swear that I had.
Yeah.
It was the first swear that I caught it, and I was like, oh crap. And there was this instant, like, I forget who I am sometimes. I forget that I've evolved as a human and I'm better than I was. But there was this moment where I looked at chat and I was thinking, is there anyone that shares community with Ben that's in? These are all my guys. I could probably get away with this one. No one's mentioned it. I don't think they've seen the podcast yet. Ooh, this is okay. And I held it and I didn't say anything till now. And I knew at some point I would come clean.
No, I just
even
pulled the pin,
and even if you'd have said, no, that was the first time I swore, I still would have told you I've swore. Three days before you.
Oh, but technically, my head in. Why do I swear? I hate it. Why am I like this?
Because
I don't swear on this podcast. I didn't swear on the Xbox On podcast when I did that. I never swore on the.
Wow! Did you hear that? Shh, hang on. That was. I can still hear the echo. That was an echo of a flex. I could hear it reverberating. I didn't swear on the Xbox On podcast.
I didn't.
Flex. It's reverberating out into the world.
It sounds like stretching leather. That's what it sounds like.
I heard stretching. You lean back.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Xbox On.
Proud moment of my life, man. I enjoyed it.
They've never invited me on.
There you go. They never will. It doesn't exist anymore, but it did then.
Oh,
I was on the
penultimate
episode.
See, now, but now you said that, now I feel better. You were the reason
I was the reason it stopped.
You broke it.
You broke it. That could be a thing.
I'd be proud if I was you.
I like stuff like that. Like I've said from the start that diversity is key and growing outside of the streaming space is key. I attribute a lot of that towards, how you don't be the starving artist that we mentioned earlier, you know?
I mean, that's boring if you're only doing one thing.
Absolutely. I want to cram as much as I can into a day to be as successful as I can in as many different ways. I don't need to be the best at absolutely everything. I do want to be the best streamer I can be. And I obviously want to be the best content creator I can be. But I just want to kind of put my mark on it all, you know? Like YouTube is my next focus. I want to get a hard focus on YouTube and decide what I'm going to do there and then roll with it. But that's a different skill set altogether, right?
And not even remotely close skill set. Just because you're both on camera.
Yeah, it's not the same thing. Pre-recorded, scripted, and jump-cutted and edited is very, very different to a hot live take where you can, you know, accidentally walk into a bathroom and film a bunch of people peeing. It's a thing.
It happens, apparently.
Apparently.
I think you've got the same sort of skill that I've got, that I'm proud that I've got, because it's taken years to gain, where we are 40 minutes into a podcast that 3 seconds before you looked at me and I looked at you and went, we've got nothing to talk about.
We've got nothing.
What are we going to do? And then one of us said we should talk about this, and then 40 minutes later, we're still talking.
In other words, we know how to talk tosh.
Absolutely.
It's a skill.
But YouTube ain't that.
It is not that. It's a very different, concise, very fast ADHD kind of speed at the moment, as I understand it. You know, but that's the next venture. But then you've got to fit that into the week, right? You've got to fit all this stuff into the week.
I said this a while ago, that if the day had an extra 6 hours into it, that would be good. Like, just add another 6 hours. Or if they could give me a pill where I never had to sleep ever again, like, just don't need it, I'd just be up all the time and I can be productive all the time.
Yeah,
take that pill. Sleep is amazing,
as long as you can do that and remain focused.
As long as I mean, I've got to be, it's got to be no detrimental effects. I've got to feel like I've just woken up. If I could have that, I'm happy all day.
Yeah, I think that's how it has to be. I mean,
when I run the world, that's what we're going to start working on.
Well, I squeeze, 17 hours out of a day, normally 18 hours. I'm in bed at 1 and up at 7. You know, that's my day. That's how it works. And for the most part, when I'm not doing Daddy Fenn stuff, I'm literally working on my stream. I'm either working on an animation or I'm working on a cleaner way to make something work, you know, or trying to solve why you've dropped one render frame in the middle of your entire stream and you're not sure why, but it bugged you. So you're trying to work it out.
It's really weird that you obsess over that sort of thing. I don't.
It bugs me, stuff like that. Bugs me. I'm a quality guy. I like high quality in my stream.
I had a stream the other day that was, I had that 10% drop frames within 10 minutes. And I was like, all right, maybe I should look at that. And by the end of the stream, it got down to 0.1%.
I would have hemorrhaged. My brain.
It fixed itself.
I don't know.
Have faith that you set up well and just think, sometimes things blip. Sometimes technology will have a little moment.
I like, I like a cold experience. You know, I like to know that the problems aren't my end. And they're elsewhere, you know. It's kind of how it works. Well, if we don't obsess over the same things, but the ideas we have are fundamentally the same, you know.
There are moments where I ask to get on a call with you because I've messed up my audio and I need someone to help me fix it.
Well, that's the way it works.
So there are moments where I will have a little panic.
That's something that you definitely need, is people that you can bounce off like that. You know, you don't need to tell them your entire world, but you need sometimes to just go, you know what? This particularly trolley viewer is just doing my life, and you know, I'm struggling with dealing with this, and you just need to bounce it off someone else who gets it, you know?
I think there's a benefit to having multiple people who have different aspects that help you out. Like technically, like the technical sides of it, I come to you. We tend to talk things through on that side.
Yep.
Creatively, I tend to go Blip. Just even if it's just that I'll make a video and I'll send it to him, and it's always positive.
Yeah.
But even sometimes just sending the video to him and rewatching it
while he's rewatching it
makes me scrap it completely or think, okay, you were stressed over nothing, it's fine.
Yeah, I do. I have Alessana for that. That's my skill with her. I'll send it to her and I'm like, do you like it? Because she's one of these people that even if she's being positive, you can tell by her reaction that something's not right with it. So you'll look for it. You know, you're like, I need to look at this from a different way here. Whereas Octo would just shoehorn it. You know, he'll just straight out shoehorn it in there. He doesn't care about my feelings. He doesn't care that I'm alive. Standard mod.
Yeah, they're all pretty nice to me. To be fair.
Well, you're a delicate soul, right? You
I think they think
you're
I am. Soft, so I think that's more true than not true.
Yeah, so do I. It's the thing.
You like to be coddled.
Tin pies and beans, mate. That's the future. Get some of them down you. Build some
why
iron.
Why you are my weird northern friend? Because you're not the one that coddles me. You just
I'm not good at coddling.
Even I've sent you stuff that I know you've been okay with, and you've been like, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
Dude, that's really good. Yeah, it's all right. What I said, it's good, but yeah. I really liked it. It's really good. Yeah, it's fine.
That's fine. That's how I am. I'm okay with it.
I'm not okay with it.
I find it uncut. I don't handle praise well, man. I don't handle it well at all. Somebody says to me, "Oh, I like what you're doing." I'll just go red and put my head down. I don't know how to respond to this. You know, one of the hardest.
I go the next step from that.
Go on, tell me.
I go. So someone says, "Oh, you did really well." Or, say your stream was really good and the numbers were really high, and you were like on fire. Someone will say that to him, and I'll be like, yeah, but it's only because of this, right? And I'll excuse the good with some other reason that, and it wasn't me, was it? It was
you're the rug sweeper.
We had feature, or you know, this person hosted, or this happened.
I just blush to stick my head up my bum. I'm terrible for it. I've never handled compliments well. I don't handle praise in general well. My wife says things to me sometimes. I'm like, I'm scanning for sarcasm, you know. Not sure.
Maybe that's why we get on, is because everything I say to you is tinged with sarcasm.
Yeah, I think it probably is. I'm just used to it. So I live that life now.
I don't think I've ever 100% complimented you.
But how
without
does
it being hidden in that sarcasm.
I'm okay with that. Keep doing that. Don't change that. It's easier that way.
Now that I know that your kryptonite is niceness, I am going to crush you with it. I'm going to use it so hard against you.
Right. Well, I look forward to seeing you try and pull that one out your magic hat.
I'm waiting for you to go bright red. Wait till EGX.
I'm ginger.
Bring you flowers.
I don't go red. Flowers? I'm not hungry.
Such a weird response. I don't know what to do with that response. I can't.
Well, that's what you're going to get, that kind of response. It's going to be how it is.
Deflection.
Yeah, deflection. Deflection of praise. That's how it works. That's the internet.
Fair enough.
But one of the hardest, another one of the hardest things I had to learn to do was to accept things like I didn't have a tip link for so long on my stream. I really didn't have one because I felt extremely uncomfortable with the concept.
Is that because it's begging?
I didn't want it to be begging, but in my head, yes, that's how it was.
That's an upbringing thing. I had the same issue.
Yeah, I think it is. You know, you don't ask for handouts, but
it's not that.
It's not that. It's providing... people asked me for it. They wanted a tip link.
Mm.
And you sit there and you think, this is something else. You know, it's not... this isn't me asking for it. This is people that want to give you it and stuff like that. And I find that quite... I still find that difficult. You know, my sub alert has my actual handwriting saying thank you on it. Because I was like, well, that's about as personal as I can get for thanking someone, you know.
Mine's me naked. So
are we
that's
going
about
back
as
to the bloody wrecking poke again?
I can get.
Yeah. Thanks for your 10 quid, is me, Todd. I don't think
there's no Todge. The Todge is hidden. Before everyone rushes to my stream to watch VODs, it is a cartoon. It's not actually me naked. It's cartoon representational Todge.
There is no Todge. it's safe cartoon hidden away Todge.
It's very, very Miley Cyrus Todge.
Yeah, it's extremely Miley Cyrus Todge. That's what it is. Mm. Right, well, that's going to give everyone nightmares now.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, Karen.
Yeah, me too. Right, well, let's wrap this up because I'm gonna
seems like my Todge cartoon or otherwise is clearly the best way to end this podcast for the
we're
day.
We're gonna end on cartoon of Pokes Todge of Pokes Poker.
Don't we can't call it Pokes Poker. Because I'm going to one day slip up and say that in a real life situation, and then it's going to not poke anything, yeah, and I'm out.
I think it's funny, so I'm going to stick with that. You can just roll with it. Right, I'll see you next week. I'm going to bed.
Bye, Ben. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye.